Yesterday in Iraq, a variety of Sunni Muslim groups formed an alliance in a bid for more influence in Iraq's affairs. Their first act was to call for the resignation of the Shiite interior minister, a demand quickly rejected by the new government. Tensions have been rising between the two groups. In the past 2 weeks, 10 Muslim clerics have been killed, Sunni as well as Shiite. Joining us for an assessment of the current situation in Iraq is Michael O'Hanlon, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheila.
It's a bit over 2 years since President Bush announced the end of combat operations in Iraq, and a little less than 1 year since the U.S. transferred sovereignty to the Iraqis. What's your assessment of the situation?
Well, overall, as American newspaper readers and television watchers know well, things are not going great. Although this recent news of the Sunnis trying to get back in the political game is probably the main kind of thing we can look to for hope. Politics is the main reason to be hopeful in Iraq, because the economy is not doing great. And we all know painfully well the security environment has not improved very much. But there is this remarkable effort by the Iraqi people to keep working at their future. And if you look at public opinion polling, they're still optimistic about the future. Even the Sunnis are thinking in greater numbers that things are going okay, or at least passably well. I believe the number that are optimistic about the future is up to 40%, which is much better than a few months ago. And now we see this group of Sunni political figures trying to get back in the political process. The way they're doing it is not totally admirable. They're still saying resistance against U.S. forces is legitimate. They're calling for the resignation of certain newly named officials, but at least they're trying to get back in the game. And that's the main thing that could rescue Iraq from this fundamentally difficult economic and security picture.
And still, violence between Sunni and Shia Muslims seems to be on the increase. Read the tea leaves for us. Is Iraq heading toward further separation between the two Muslim groups, or is there a prospect of reconciliation?
If we go towards separation, I think we're in big trouble. I don't think you have a scenario that I can see for relatively peaceful separation, because the Sunni Arab region of Iraq doesn't have many resources. If you see separation, that probably means the regional government's getting more power, central government getting less, the Sunnis getting poorer, and the Sunni Arab part of Iraq essentially turning into a ghetto in which Taliban-like forces can thrive for a long time. It becomes the new Afghanistan. So that's not a scenario we can live with. We're going to have to see this rapprochement work in one way or another. It doesn't mean it has to be perfect. It doesn't mean we have to expect a peaceful Iraq tomorrow, but we have to see the major political groups, Kurd, Sunni Arab, and Shia, working together, or we are in big trouble.
I understand the need for it, but does the need for it necessarily mean that there's a reason to hope for it?
Well, the reason to hope for it is, again, that the Sunnis are trying now to form this new political group. They are saying they want to be part of the process. They want to help write the Constitution, which really has to be written now in the space of about 2.5 months, if you believe the timelines. And on balance, they are saying, listen, the insurgency, the civil strife in this country are not good for us or our people either. So at least that much can be built upon. But you're right, the last month has been very discouraging. After the January 30th elections, we saw a period by which almost any measure showed progress in Iraq, or at least temporary improvement. Unfortunately, since April, it looks as if things have not been getting better. And so we better be awfully worried and keep prodding these individuals to come up with a coalition more quickly. Otherwise, we could be back to the worst of the civil war. Things are already about like they were a year ago, not much better than that. They could start to look as they were last fall, with an escalating insurgency, if we don't make some progress soon.
Michael O'Hanlon is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. Thanks.
Thank you, Sheila.